Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. Well, I did say this month's Just Talk would be wonderful, because this month the spotlight turns to Stevie Wonder. Here is Tony again to keep us in wonder.
Very superstitious.
Stevie Wonder has had a unique career as a singer, composer, instrumentalist, performer and humanitarian. Stevland Hardaway Judkins was born in 1950, 2 months premature. Stevie was placed in an incubator for life support. However, an excess of oxygen resulted in a condition known as retinopathy of prematurity, which often causes the retinas to detach, which left him blind. His mother, Lula Mai Hardaway, was a songwriter who had come from a sharecropper family in Alabama, working her way to Michigan, then Detroit, the home of Motown. A skinny little boy, radiant with unlimited energy, sat in the living room of Ronnie White, a member of the Miracles recording group. Shaking his head from side to side, the 10-year-old boy repeated the question asked of him. Can I sing? Yeah, I'm bad. I'm better than Smokey, referencing Smokey Robinson. The brash kid began to sing the Miracles recording of Lonely Boy. Impressed by the little kid's talents, Ronnie set up a meeting for him with Brian Holland, a talent scout for Motown. Motown signed him up as Little Stevie Wonder, aged 11, and he gradually released a striking array of innovative music that would influence the world of contemporary music as we know it today. In 1963, aged 13, he had his first US number one hit single and album, with the first live recording to ever top the charts. He is still the youngest person to have reached those number one spots. Wonder's single, Fingertips, was a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1963 when he was 13, making him the youngest solo artist ever to top the chart. Wonder's critical success was at its peak in the 1970s. His classic period began in 1972 with the releases of Music of My Mind, Talking Book, the latter featuring Superstition, which is one of the most distinctive and famous examples of the sound of the Hohner clavinet keyboard. His works Inner Visions in 1973, Fulfillness's Final Finale in 1974, and Songs in the Key of Life in 1976 all won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, making him the only artist to have won the award with 3 consecutive album releases. He has since gone on to win 25 Grammys and be awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1996. He's also picked up an Academy Award for I Just Called to Say I Love You and Golden Globe Awards for his soundtracks to movies.
I just called to say I love you. Yeah. I just called to say how much I care.
He was included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989, the youngest solo artist to achieve that feat, and is also the youngest individual to have been awarded with the Kennedy Center honor in 1999. The longevity of his music is evident in so many facets of our lives, where his melodies and lyrics are frequently sampled and covered on records and movies, and has gained him the respect of his peers in the entertainment industry. Behind the music scene, he is committed to many humanitarian activities, such as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s national holiday, fighting against apartheid in South Africa, fundraising for AIDS research, numerous children's and cancer charities, and always available for disaster relief fundraising. Stevie has also held his House Full of Toys annual charity concert since 1995 to raise funds for underprivileged children during the festive Christmas season. Married three times with nine children, he encourages his offspring to play on stage with him. He has recorded, often playing the harmonica, with many of the big names in popular music, from Paul McCartney, Annie Lennox, John Denver, Elton John, Barbara Streisand, Dionne Warwick, Michael Jackson, Celine Dion, Snoop Dogg, Mark Ronson, and Bruce Springsteen. In 2009, Stevie was awarded the Gershwin Prize for Popular Music by the U.S. Library of Congress, again the youngest person to achieve this award, which was presented to him at the White House by President Obama. In addition, Stevie was commissioned by the library to write a classical piece, an honour not normally bestowed on popular music artists. Currently a United Nations Messenger of Peace, Stevie has been able to win the rights to publish copyright works into formats accessible to the visually impaired throughout the world. Stevie Wonder is, without question, one of the great personalities in music history. His powerfully expressive voice presence, coupled with his musical elegance, forms part of the broad personal spectrum of irresistible music and compelling emotion, which is his personal hallmark. And at 74, he is still touring. You are the apple of my eye.
Thank you, Tony.